And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line. And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk stepping in to help kill a bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown beginning on Saturday. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March, with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Now, Republicans are working to craft a new bill. Gisèle Pelicot speaking outside a courthouse in France.
Je pense aussi à toutes les autres familles.
The woman who was drugged and allowed to be raped repeatedly by up to 70 men, a crime set up by her husband, says she was thinking of other families affected by this case and other rape victims. When she decided to let her identity be known, her ex-husband was sentenced to 20 years behind bars today. This is ABC News. As a ninth case of bird flu in humans is reported in Wisconsin, California declares a state of emergency due to the number of cases found in that state. Here's ABC's Steve Osunsami.
California's state of emergency tonight will give public health officials more resources and people to fight the bird flu virus that spread from animals to humans and made dozens of farm workers sick. This year alone, tens of millions of birds have been killed in America from exposure to the avian virus, and 61 people have already gotten sick, half of them in California.
Manhunt's underway near Las Vegas for a 26-year-old who allegedly shot and killed his girlfriend during an argument before a carjacking witness and fleeing the scene. Authorities warn that the man identified as Oswaldo Perez Sanchez is considered armed and dangerous. The Christmas travel season kicks off with a fast-moving winter storm in the Midwest that has brought a ground stop to Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport due to snow and ice. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy, too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Students returned to Abundant Life Christian School Wednesday after Monday's deadly shooting there. Students retrieved belongings they left behind after they evacuated the school following the gunfire that killed three, including the suspected shooter. Six others were injured, with two still in critical condition. The State Department of Health Services is reporting Wisconsin's first human case of bird flu in Barron County. The exposed person is a female farm worker who had relatively mild symptoms consistent with influenza, including sore throat, a slight fever, some fatigue, and some eye discharge. She's expected to make a full recovery. And Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he has no interest in running for governor. The Republican leader says he plans to serve out his term and is committed to serving as speaker. Voss says his to-do list for the upcoming legislative session includes tax relief and codifying voter ID laws into the state constitution. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, Amplify Health from Gunderson in Mondovi, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is urging residents to stay vigilant against a surge in scams targeting individuals and families across Wisconsin. Scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated, using technology, fake identities, and emotional manipulation to steal money and personal information. The Sheriff's Department is reminding people that government agencies will never call you demanding payment or threaten arrest. Tech companies will not initiate unsolicited contact to fix your computer and have questions ready that only your grandchild or family member would know. If you receive a call saying a relative is in trouble and needs money, if you receive suspicious calls, never give out any personal information and just hang up. The weekly City of Mondovi garbage and recycling pickup will be delayed due to the Christmas Day and New Year's Day holidays. Mondovi residents that normally have a Wednesday garbage pickup, it will now be on Thursday. The Thursday recycling pickup will be Friday. If you have any questions, just contact Mondovi City Hall. Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker wants to borrow an idea from the new Trump administration. Speaker Robin Voss suggested a state-based government efficiency effort similar to the Dodge effort that the president-elect Trump is planning. Voss says he wants to call the committee GOAT, Government Oversight, Accountability, and Transparency Committee. Voss says the idea is to reform state government and look for ways to save taxpayers' money. Voss isn't saying specifically what that means, but he's been clear for months that his top priority for the next 2 years is figuring out how to give Wisconsin's $4 billion surplus back to taxpayers. Act 10 will have to wait. A Dane County judge yesterday placed a temporary hold on his declaration that Act 10 is unconstitutional. Judge Jacob Frost is the same judge who struck down most of Act 10 earlier this month. He says he's ordering the pause to give lawmakers and others a chance to challenge his ruling. Frost said Act 10 cannot stand because it separates public employees into two categories and applies Act 10's collective bargaining limitations to just one group. Republicans are appealing the decision, pointing to other courts that have tossed out the very same argument years ago. The pause means that unions like Madison's Teachers Union cannot move ahead with new contract demands just yet. Make sure you're getting that lottery tax credit on your property tax bill. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue reminds you to closely check your bill this year to ensure your lottery credit is being applied. This year's credit should be around $213 per household. You can only claim the credit once each year in your primary residence. If you think you're not receiving the credit, check the state tax portal online at revenue.wy.gov. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Add Waukesha to the list of places with a verified drone sighting. A Waukesha County Sheriff's deputy reported last Friday they saw a drone flying over the county courthouse. There's no indication the drone was doing anything suspicious, but being over the courthouse meant the drone was flying too close to the Waukesha County Airport. It's illegal to fly a drone within 5 miles of an airport, and the Sheriff's Department says the Waukesha Airport is a half mile from the courthouse. No one's sure who was flying the drone or what they were doing. The Waukesha drone sighting comes as people up and down the East Coast are reporting drone flights almost every night. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating last month's oil pipeline leak in Jefferson County. The DNR said it's officially opened a case on the leak from last month that spilled over 70,000 gallons of oil in the town of Oakland. The DNR was first notified of the leak November 11th, but initially said the leak was limited to just 2 gallons of oil. The number's gone up steadily since. Enbridge, the company that owns the leaky pipeline, has blamed a leaky valve for the problem. The DNR says it will continue to monitor the pipeline and has not yet decided what kind of enforcement action may be necessary. School threats increased following Monday's fatal school shooting in Madison. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of School Safety said over 80 tips about a possible school threat were reported over the last 2 days. That's more than double the number received during the same period last year. The Justice Department began its Speak Up, Speak Out confidential tip line 4 years ago, allowing individuals to report concerns about student safety. The DOJ says 114 people contacted the 24/7 resource last school year to convey information about a possible school attack. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will sue 3M along with DuPont. The suit is accusing the companies of deceptively marketing products containing the toxic chemicals PFAS. It's been used for decades as a non-stick, waterproof, and stain-resistant coating in products like 3M's Scotchgard and DuPont's Teflon. 3M is phasing out the use of PFAS in products by the end of 2025. It hasn't used PFAS in Scotchgard for years. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Marquette won their Big East Conference opener last night, 80-70 over Butler at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Cam Jones at 23 to lead the way. Marquette hit just 42% from the field and 20%, 6 of 30 from distance, but they won the rebound battle 38-27, including 20 on the offensive glass.
We needed more shots than they got because, you know, we didn't make many of them. And kind of had a feeling, you know, when you play Butler, they always do a good job of mucking up the game, slowing down the game. You know, we got a lot of really good looks that didn't go in. Sometimes that happens. We really emphasized offensive rebounding. To get 47% of our misses back was a huge deal. That's the number one reason why we got so many more shots than them.
Shaka Smart's Golden Eagles are 10-2. They'll play at Xavier on Saturday. The Green Bay Phoenix dropped their eighth straight game, this time to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70 before 5,000-plus on Education Day at the Rush Center yesterday. Green Bay native Marcus Tomaszek poured in 30 for the Huskies in the upset. Phoenix coach Doug Gottlieb on losing to a D2.
It doesn't feel good, but I think when you say rock bottom, it would lead you to believe that, like, Michigan Tech is some, like, schlummy team. Like, dude, they got some really good players, they're very well coached, and they're on a win streak. And the big thing is, the hardest thing to teach in coaching is how to win. And I clearly have not done a good enough job. And some of it, they just have to experience it.
Week 16 of the NFL season kicking off tonight in Inglewood with a battle in the AFC West. The Chargers play host to the Denver Broncos. Packers back on the practice field. After an off day yesterday, they'll host the Saints on Monday night. Packers rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 31st and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
The Minnesota Wilds were asleep at the wheel during a 6-1 loss to the Florida Panthers at the Xcel Energy Center. The Wilds surrendered 2 goals in each period. Now, Marco Rossi scored Minnesota's only goal near the end of the first. The Wild will host Utah tomorrow. The Minnesota Timberwolves welcome Karl Anthony Towns back to the Target Center when they host the New York Knicks tonight. The former Wolves All-Star was traded to New York right before the start of training camp. Minnesota's coming off a 106-92 win over the Spurs on Sunday. Tonight's game tips off at 8:30. The Minnesota Vikings are dealing with some injuries. Defensive tackle Jalen Redmond and quarterback Fabian Moreau both missed practice with injuries yesterday. 4 other players were limited in practice, including starting nose tackle Harrison Phillips and starting right tackle Brian O'Neill. However, Stephon Gilmore was listed as a full participant after missing the last 2 games with a hamstring injury. Minnesota will be at Seattle on Sunday. Most of the area high school boys and girls basketball games are canceled tonight as area schools are closed due to the winter weather.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from StrikeMaster and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. If there's one thing that you should have out on the ice with you right now, because it is thin ice, it's a way to get out of that hole that might open up when you least expect it. I'll tell you more, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
First, ice safety. It's very important. I recommend that you wear a float suit. That's just a given when you're out on thin ice. I recommend you carry some ice spikes with you, and they can be helpful. I've found that because I'm older without a lot of upper body strength, that it's impossible for me to pull myself out of a hole that has broken through the ice. I just can't do it. I just do not have the strength. So those ice spikes don't work for me, and they might not work for you. So I think one of the most important things to have on the ice with you when you go out on thin ice is somebody else and some rope. And don't travel too close together, because if you go in and you can't get out because you're not wearing a float suit or you don't have the ice spikes, then you're going to be glad that you have somebody there with a rope. I've had this situation happen to me where I've needed my buddy with the rope to pull me out of the hole that I went through because the ice was thin. Think about that. Always be on the ice with a plan, and that plan is another body and a rope. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
From the start,
potatoes. They went together like a hand and a glove. On a clear day from their front yard, if you look and know what to look for, off to the east you can still read his words of love. In John Deere green, on a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob loves Charlene. Letters 3 foot high, and the whole town said that he shouldn't use red, but it looked good to Charlene.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. The presents that we bought will have to wait beneath the tree. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. There's frost on all the windows, candles burning bright, stockings on the mantle, everything's just right. Soon the house will come alive with family and friends. I'd love some time alone with you before it all begins. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. The presents that we bought will have to wait beneath. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. It seems I've hardly seen you. We've had so much to do. With the holiday approaching, I've sure been missing you. I can't wait till Christmas morn to hold you in my arms. I'm feeling like a kid again, waiting on Santa Claus. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive. The presents that we bought will have to wait beneath. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Meet me under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve.
all but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like
beer joint with a few of the guys. Well, this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. To yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this.
Langley, Riley Green, You Look Like You Love Me. They performed that at the CMAs, and they also performed that on the Voice finale last week. Did a very good job of that. Tennessee Christmas from Alabama, ironically enough, is on the way. Kenny Chesney 2 and Eli Young Band next.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
When the temperature drops and the leaves begin to crunch, that means one thing. It's baking season. Before you fire up the oven, make sure you stock up on that golden ingredient, butter. Butter is a staple in dishes around the world. And here in Wisconsin, our cows produce high-quality milk that gets churned into rich, delicious butter every day. Whether you're whipping up flaky biscuits, scrumptious pies, or gooey cookies, always keep your butter nearby.
brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Way back on the radio dial, fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around a soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. Inside, so I would stand out on the sidewalk, listen to the music playing every Friday night.
strong weather man, give us a forecast, snowy white. Can't you hear the prayers of every childlike heart tonight? The Rockies are calling, Denver snow falling. Somebody said it's 4 feet deep, but it doesn't matter. Give me the laughter I'm gonna choose to keep. Another tender Tennessee Christmas, the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gifts beneath our tree. Well, I know there's more snow up in Colorado than my roof will ever see. But a tender Tennessee Christmas is the only Christmas for me. Every now and then I get a wandering urge to see maybe California, maybe tinsel towns for me. There's a parade that we'd have it made that bring home a tan for me. Sure sounds exciting, awfully inviting. Still, I think I'm gonna keep another tender Tennessee Christmas. It's the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gills beneath our tree. Well, they say in L.A. it's a warm holiday, it's the only place to be. But a tender Tennessee Christmas, it's the only Christmas for me. It's the only Christmas.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
I've been up to my neck working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problems. No problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak
shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. No problems.
Kenny Chesney, no shoes, no shirt, no problem. Celebrity birthdays for today. Jake Gyllenhaal is 44. Alyssa Milano is 52, magician Chris Angel is 57, and actress Jennifer Beals is 61 today.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.